Greensboro, North Carolina. It's been my pleasure to introduce some of my favorite musicians, and it's just going to keep on going. And this man here, when you talk about some of the most influential acoustic musicians of an entire generation, Darrell Anger's name is right at the top of the list. He has surrounded himself with a brilliant group of musicians, and it is my great pleasure to introduce to you Darrell Anger's Republic of Strings.
Thanks. Vassar couldn't make it, but I'll do my best. Thanks, folks. Yeah, it's good to be out here in the nice weather and the beautiful trees and leaves and the streams and fields and mountains, rivers, valleys, and asphalt jungle. Yeah, very nice. All right. Well, how you guys doing? We got a day two of Smile Fest, right? Man, everybody's still alive. That's great. Okay. Yeah. All right. Ready for another whole day of all this and then the day after that. Man. This is nice. Still haven't seen Lake Toxaway, but Mount Toxaway is pretty nice. I guess we're on the mount, right? Not in the lake. So we are the Republic of Strings. I'm Daryl Anger. And we are a little country in ourselves. In fact, everyone here is a citizen, honorary citizen of the Republic of Strings. Anybody who's interested in string band music, string music in general, plays a string instrument or anything like that is automatically a full-fledged citizen. No loyalty oath. We're starting our own darn country. All right. So we're going to just take a little trip around the various parts of the Republic and play some different kinds of string band music for you all here today. And we're going to do, that was an original tune that we just played. It's called Melt the Tea Kettle. I don't know if any of you have ever melted a tea kettle, but I've on my sixth tea kettle that I've melted, so I thought it needed a commemorative tune. We've got a new record out, so we wanted to just celebrate by playing a couple of tunes off that record, and we're going to play a tune by our illustrious guitar player, who is one of the most imitated guitarists in the country. And he's been around for a long time. He's played with Tim O'Brien and Jerry Douglas and a whole lot of other people. And he's quite the guy. He's also edited a guitar magazine. So if he can not only play it, but he can explain how he did it. But we're going to stick to the playing here right now because we've got a limited amount of time. So we're going to play a tune by the great Scott Nygaard here on acoustic guitar. And it's called When You Go. It's the very first cut on our new record. Thank you. And you go. Okay. Turn me down a little bit. Thanks. When You Go by Scott Nygaard. Okay, we're going to do another one here. This is a kind of an Irish tune written by an Irish fiddler player from Chicago. Her name is Liz Carroll. She's a fantastic Irish fiddle player. And so we don't really do this in really too much of an Irish style, but we like it anyway. It's a great tune. And it's called Lost in the Loop. It's going to feature... right at the beginning, it's going to, well, it features everybody. We've got everybody in there all the time. That's how we do it in string band music. Everybody plays all the time. No drum solos. Okay. One, two, go. Thank you. That's Lost in the Loop. All right. All right, you guys like this? Thanks a lot. You know, that did actually sort of feature our cellist, this fella here, who he gets to sit down while he plays. That's pretty cool. I like that. Might have to take up the cello myself. This guy here happens to be a three-time Grand National Fiddle Champion. He went up to Weezer when he was 15 and won it, and then he went back again when he was 16 and won it. He went back again when he was 17 and won it. And then he went back when he was 18. They wouldn't let him enter because they got tired of seeing him. So his sister won it. And now he's going back this year, June, 18th, something like that. And he's going to win it this year. And he plays anything with strings. Great guitar player, mandolin player. He's doing a great job on cello, playing the bass, drums, and guitar on the cello. Mr. Tristan Claridge. Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to do a little trio number here while Scott gets his guitar fixed. And we're going to, how many of you guys like Ornette Coleman? You guys like him? Ornette Coleman, he's from Texas. He's a saxophone player. He invented something called free jazz back in 1963 or something. But all his tunes sound like fiddle tunes to me, so we're going to play an Ornette Coleman tune in the style of Mount Airy, I think. All right, and this one's called Ramblin', and we might get another tune in there somewhere. For this, I'm going to play what is this thing anyway? It's really low. It's all I can say is it's low. And so we got two low instruments. And then on mandolin here, this fella, Tristan's 19, so that's pretty amazing. But this guy, how old are you? 13? He's 13 years old. He's up here playing the mandolin with us. This is Bryce Milano on the mandolin. Pretty darn great. That's what I'd like. I like about a 50-year age spread in the band. That's about right for me. Okay, we're going to play an Ornette Coleman tune called Ramblin', and then we'll probably play some other tune after that. Okay. Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, that's a little Hornick Holman for you there.
Hi, Bob.
Ladies and gentlemen, your promoter, festival promoter, Smiling Bob. All right, there he is. He's the man that made this all possible. Okay, we're going to play a tune from Brazil here. We're going to go on down to Brazil. And we're going to play, they have some great string band music in Brazil, down there in the Republic of Strings in Brazil. They have stuff called choro. It's called choro music, sort of like bluegrass music, but it's got some ragtime in it and all that kind of stuff. So we're going to play a bit of choro music. This one's good because it's got a little story to it. It's like a little musical movie about a fellow named Andre who lives down there in Brazil. And he likes to look good when he goes out and walk around, you go out in the street and kind of show off your, threads, and it's just something people like to do. And Andre, really, he's into shoes. How many people are into shoes out there? Today, don't have to wear shoes today, but when you're on the street, sometimes it's nice to have some shoes. And Andre has just bought himself the finest pair of shoes that can be had. He's got an amazing pair of shoes. He's had his eye on this pair of shoes for a couple of months now, and he's been saving up, and he's just finally went in and bought these shoes, and they are so bad. They are so just ridiculously good-looking shoes, and he's ready to go out on the street and show them off, walk down the street and just blow everybody's head off with these amazing shoes. So he's totally made the commitment. He's gotten rid of his old shoes. They're in the dumpster behind the shoe store already. They're gone. So he's halfway down the block. He's out the door. He's paid for him. He's out of the store. He's out the door down the block when he realizes that he may have made a horrible, horrible error, a mistake, because these shoes, they look so good and they feel so bad. They're the most painful shoes ever. They're made out of, it's like they're all nails inside, all sticking in his feet. They're horrible. They're you know how bad it is when you got, when your feet hurt, everything is bad, right? It's just the worst, when your feet are bad. And these shoes, they're pinching and they're twisting and they're attacking. They're attacking his feet. And he's in pain. He's in agony. And he doesn't mind complaining about it, so we're going to start the tune right in the middle of when Andre realizes that he's made this horrible mistake, and he's sort of complaining really loudly, So, and then it gets better for a second, then he starts walking again, and then he starts strutting off, and then it hits. So that's kind of the whole tune in a nutshell. It's just the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. So anyway, it's called Andre's New Shoes. In Brazil, that's Andre de Sapato Novo. So we'll start with just sort of a kind of aria of agony and pain, which the fiddle is just the best instrument to convey agony. So let's do that. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I was talking about that Grand National Fiddle Champion. You guys want to hear this guy play some Grand National Champion fiddle? Let's have Tristan play some fiddle. Okay. And that means I get to sit down. So, Tristan, what happens? What happens when you go to a contest besides you winning and everything? Like, what do you have to do? I mean, what happens is that you have to play like a round. What happens in a round? What do you play?
Okay, so in a contest round, at least out west, they usually have you play a first. You play a breakdown, and then you play a waltz, then you play a tune of your choice, which can be usually anything but a hoedown or a waltz. Or, I don't know, there's probably some other things it could be as well.
Billy Joel medley?
I was just notified there's a missing child somewhere, and somebody needs to make an announcement.
Okay. We just got the word that there's a missing child somewhere, and somebody needs to make an announcement about, so that's, I think that's all we know so far. But if anybody sees a child who's missing, or doesn't see a child that's where they should be. Do we have new information?
His name's Ewing.
His name's Ewing.
He's 5 years old.
He's 5 years old.
He's wearing a red T-shirt.
He's 5 feet tall. No, he's not 5 feet tall. He's wearing a red T-shirt. Ewing with a red T-shirt. Come here. Get over here. Ewing. Okay, everybody. One, two, three. Ewing! Okay, if he didn't hear that. Okay, great. Okay, back to the contest.
So as I was saying, you play a hoedown and then a waltz and a tune of your choice, and you have 4 minutes to play that. If you play 4 minutes and 1 second, then that's it.
You're cooked.
Okay. So this is a hoedown called Dusty Miller. Here's a little bit of Angel's Waltz. Thank you. swing tune called Runaway Fiddle.
Grand National Champion Tristan Claridge. And they found Ewing. We called him and he came. Okay. We're going to do a good old bluegrass tune now, real bluesy old tune. We're going to dedicate this one to the memory of our great inspiration, Vassar Clements, the great Vassar Clements, who has inspired not only generations of fiddle players such as myself, but many, many other musicians and people from all walks of life. One of the nicest guys ever to walk on this planet. So, thanks, Vassar, for being you. And this is going to go out to you. This is all the Evening Prayer Blues. Thank you. All right. Well, we got time for one more, so we'd like to thank you all. This was really fun, and we found Ewing, and we had a little fiddle contest, and we went all around the world and then toured the Republic, so pretty successful little afternoon concert. We got lots more coming up, as you know, so it's going to be fun. So we're going to do one more bluegrass tune here for you. This is a good old Bill Monroe tune. Yeah, it's called Old Dangerfield. It's on our record. We got some records up at the merchandise tent in case you're interested taking some of this stuff home. It's good in the car. So thanks again, you guys. Have a good festival, rest of the festival. From Scott and Tristan and Bryce and I, we all thank you very much. And we'll see you down the road. Thank you.